Time for Jobs Focus with CBC Staff Selection. Let's talk to Jenny Kansami about making a good impression. Very important, isn't it, Jenny?
Absolutely. It's very important, especially when you consider people can form an opinion of you in as little as 20 seconds.
Like, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Very important.
What is something that you can do to ensure that you are giving a good first impression?
Well, I think the first thing would be to arrive on time or even 5 minutes early, because if you arrive late, it will not only, you know, not make a good first impression, it'll also add to your stress levels before the interview's even taken place.
Yeah, not a good start. What about how you look, your personal presentation? How important is it to dress appropriately for an interview?
It's very important. You should always aim to look your best and adhere to the appropriate dress code. So, for example, if you're attending an interview for an office job, it's important to dress smartly, professionally, and be well-groomed. But please bear in mind that dress codes can vary depending on the industry sector. So if you are a tradie and you're attending a job in construction, the dress code would be very, very different.
Yeah.
And also, you might need to also find out about additional safety requirements, that, such as, you know, maybe you need to have steel cap boots if your interview is taking place on a building site.
Ah, yes, good point. Okay, what about the old handshake? I mean, is that something that people still do? I mean, especially these COVID days? Is that what it's a bit awkward now?
I know. It's such a good question. It's something that's been on my mind quite a lot. And whenever I interview people, we always have the chat. Because usually shaking someone's hand is something that you do as a formality. But with the current COVID situation, you might feel a lot more comfortable with simply going into the interview, making eye contact, smiling, and stating, oh, lovely to meet you today. And then that will avoid that whole having to shake the hand.
Yep.
But it is your choice. But most organizations will have a COVID policy in place. So if you want to find out about that before you go in, maybe just ask the receptionist what the protocol is.
Yes.
And then you'll feel a lot more comfortable. But I honestly think if you go in, you're making eye contact, you're smiling, that shows that you're engaged and you're really keen to be considered for the role.
Yeah, I think the old elbow nudge just doesn't quite do
no,
it.
No. Please do not do that.
No elbow nudges. Okay.
No.
Do you have any final tips for us on making that good first impression?
Yeah, I do actually. It's something that comes up quite a lot because whilst it might seem obvious, it's really important to research the company that's interviewing you. So a website is always a good place to start because it'll give you the history of the organization. It'll tell you about the services they provide. And it'll also give you a feel for what the organization is all about. And most importantly, you might even see a section on the team. And someone in that team might well be your interviewer.
Yes.
So you can find out a bit of information about them beforehand, which I'm sure will impress them. A question that comes up in time and time again in interviews is, what do you know about our company?
Yeah.
So if you've looked at their website, you're halfway there.
Absolutely. And any kind of pronunciations, get that right. I mean, I had to work out how to say your last name. Probably pretty important to know that you can say their name correctly too.
Absolutely. That's very, very, very good. And really, it only takes a few minutes to make a really good first impression. So follow the steps that I've given you. Arrive on time or 5 minutes early, dress appropriately, and research the organization. And these are great steps towards making a fabulous first impression. Good luck, everybody.
Oh, good on you. Thanks, Jenny. And of course, head over to cbcstaff.com.au for all the details.